Welcome to, back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is November the 14th in the year of the kingdom, 2023. Yeah, it's that's really an important concept that most people have, most Christians haven't figured this out yet. The kingdom really is here already, and it has been here for essentially over 2,000 years. And Jesus didn't come to tell you about a coming kingdom. Jesus was the kingdom. He brought the kingdom with him. Now, he did say that it was not, it didn't come to you by observation. In other words, what that would mean is the kingdom doesn't come like a civil kingdom, where Jesus shows up and he sets up a government, and you have the judicial system and the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then you have the judiciary and the executive thing, and then you have, you know, soldiers, and then you have the police, and then they'll have all that. No, that's a civil government is what that is. He's the kingdom that he brought was not a civil government, and it's here. It's you know, a lot of people refer back to, well, he said he was from, his kingdom is not from here. Well, that's true. His kingdom at the time when he came was not from here. And it never was from here. No, he brought it from someplace else, but he didn't go back to it and leave it there. And instead of leaving it here, he didn't take it back with him. His operation made everything in the cosmos his kingdom. And as Paul says, we get translated into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ, God's dear son. That's the kingdom. It's not coming. It's here. It's been here. Now, there's a group of people that don't want to get in it. They've heard all about it because it was brought to them first. Jesus brought the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, to the people that call themselves Jews, to the seed of Abraham. Well, guess what? The seed of Abraham, for the most part, didn't like it. They didn't want it. They rejected it, and the most of them reject it today, too. They don't want it. They had rather have a kingdom that they build that controls the world. And they have to, because this never again stuff is all about they have to be the kings of it. They have to be in charge of the global kingdom that they create. And the capital of it is, you guessed it, Israel. And they believe they have a right to kick and destroy everything that isn't what they call Jewish off of the land there. Well, I got news for them. That's not what Jesus brought. That's not what God wants them to have. God fulfilled all of their promises to the seed of Abraham with the coming of the real kingdom, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, as a result of them not wanting to get in to that kingdom and share it with all mankind, they'd rather be the boss, the chief, the ones, the chosen. They just couldn't give up that idea that they were chosen and have a hotline to God. Nobody else does. And the rest of us are just cattle. You know, and anytime you say, make any observations of these kinds of things, you become anti-Semitic. Or if you don't support them in every wicked deed they do, then you're anti-Semitic and you're a terrorist. So if you don't appreciate the those who call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews and reject the kingdom that was sent to them, if you are offended by them slaughtering people that have no defense with high-tech weapons, then you're a terrorist. You're anti-Semitic. Well, I'm hardly, you know, the way I understood anti-Semitic was that that's anti-Arabic. people of origin in the Arabic origin. Well, I've never been anti-Semitic, but now if they're going to say anti-liar, that by liar, I mean those who call themselves Jews but are not. And how do you become a Jew but you're really not? How do you do that? Well, you reject the King of the Jews. Because today, you see, the only way you can become Jewish is by the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. That's how you become a child of Abraham. Now, see, all these people that are just seeds of Abraham and not children of Abraham, they were children, but the children got kicked out. Why did they get kicked out? They got kicked out of the kingdom because they didn't accept it. They didn't want to go in it. That's how it happened. Jesus says that. So these liars want all Christians to do is to reject Christ so we can love Jews, those who say they are Jews but are not. The liars. So Christians have to give up Jesus and the kingdom so we can love liars. You see, I just don't like anything they're doing. I don't like anything they're doing. I don't like the state of Israel because it was formed for the wrong reason. It for an unlawful reason. It operates unlawfully, and it has an unlawful purpose. It was formed unlawfully, and it operates unlawfully. Well, what is there left? It's just an unlawful nation, period. And what are they doing? Slaughtering people. And, you know, they liken this 10-7, October the 7th, to 9-11. I'm surprised they did that. They shouldn't have done that. Because I remember 9-11. And I know who did 9-11. 9-11 was done by those who call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews. That's who brought those Twin Towers down in Building 7. They wired those buildings for demolition. Because you know what happened in the South Tower? This is one of the strongest pieces of evidence for that. You know, the firemen, we didn't know this initially, but through a request for Open Records Act, we discovered, and they finally delivered this information, that the firemen radioed back to the fire chief that they had gotten to the 78th floor, the impact floor, the impact level of the jets as it hit the South Tower. They radioed back that they were fixing to put out all the little small pockets of fire with two lines, two hose lines. They were going to put out the small pockets of fire. That's all that was left. There was no raging inferno in the South Tower. There were small pockets of fire on the impact level, man. There was no other fires in there. And they were going to put it out with two lines. You know what happened within 2 minutes after that radio broadcast? The entire building collapsed into its footprint, and the top 20, how many floors was it? 32 floors, I think, tilted over. And all of it fell into a pile of rubble. Well, you know what happened. They heard those firemen were going to fix and to put out the fire, and they were going to redeem and save that building, and they were going to go in there and find all these charges, the demolition charges. Man, you can't be doing that. So they blew that thing up. Now, that cannot be done by Muslim hijackers, friend. That was done by the Antichrist, those that call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews. And now, and they liken that. Well, how can we liken that to October the 7th? I'll tell you how. I don't think those rockets were actually sent up by Palestinians in Gaza. And now, if these liars will blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on the Muslims, I don't know why they wouldn't send off some of these pipe rockets they have and do some destruction in Israel so they could go over there and completely wipe out that whole place. I mean, there's not a single tank in all of Gaza, not a tank. And what does Israel have? 500 high-tech tanks, plus 1,300 armored personnel carriers. And guess what, folks? They're so happy about it. I got to tell you about this because they're so happy about it. They have a new, where is it? Here it is, the first wheeled Eitan armored personnel carrier and a turret-mounted gun. And they're really happy about this. This is a brand new thing, and they brought it out quickly. They were still kind of developing it, but they wheeled it out so they could use it in Gaza. And what a perfect place to try out all your new weapons, because these people don't have anything to resist anything with. You know, and they found a catchy. I saw this on the news last night. They found a catchy of weapons under one of the hospitals. It was four different kinds of, it looked like an AK-47 or something, you know. Now, I mean, that's some serious catchy, you know, for this horrible Hamas outfit. Four rifles, and they destroy a hospital because supposed the Hamas has four rifles in the basement. I mean, boys, let me tell you, liars, you got to do better than that for me. You just got to do a lot better. And I'm not buying any of it. I just don't buy any of this Hamas. I'm not buying the liar story. Well, and I'm not buying this Christian jive either. I mean, I can't believe that the Christians have gone so far off of the New Testament with the support of Israel. It makes me sick. Well, you know, I got some email. Have you also noticed this thing on Facebook? Man, these liars are begging for more money and aid to be sent to Israel as if it needed help in destroying defenseless people. I mean, is the term chutzpah or arrogance or what? I believe that'd be it, wouldn't it? How would they need any more help in destroying defenseless people? I just can't fathom that. I don't get it. And they even have the Holocaust survivors in the hostages. You know, it's amazing where all these Holocaust survivors pop up. And then one of these Alliance of Christian and Jews thing there, they're talking about, oh, send us money so we can go over there and help these Holocaust survivors who are starving to death. How can the richest people, the dominators of the global bankarchy, how can these people have these Holocaust survivors starving to death in shanty towns? I'm just not buying this, folks. I can't buy it. And let me tell you, I'm really offended that these people call me anti-Semitic and call me a racist and suggest that I'm going to harm them and that I'm a terrorist because I don't support slaughter of defenseless people. Now, I'm just not buying it. I'm not putting up with it. I don't like it, and I'm going to talk against it. I'm terrorist. The people that did 9/11 were terrorists, and they weren't Muslims. And again, they blamed it on somebody else. And the same thing I believe now, they don't mind drawing a parallel between 10/7 and 9/11. Well, they brought it up. Let's just completely apply it to them. That means that Israel did the Hamas attack so they could go over there and destroy that whole place. It's sickening. And I don't wish any harm on these liars either. I want them to repent. My call for liars is to repent and get into the kingdom of heaven on earth, which Christ Jesus brought over 2,000 years ago, and quit building this crummy kingdom you're working on. Quit trying to dominate the world and step on the neck of every human being in order to be kings of the globe, of kings of the world. Just stop it. Repent, man. Get into the kingdom of heaven on earth and love your fellow man, not crush them, not put your boot on their neck. And get off this thing that everybody's trying to harm you. There's nobody trying to harm you. It'd be kind of nice if they would, if you would act like a civilized humans. Why don't you try getting into the kingdom of heaven? You might view this whole thing differently. It's just amazing. Now, yep, Nahu now, he's finally come out and said, no, after we destroy Gaza, we're going to go in there, we're going to stay there, we're going to be the security for Gaza. Boy, don't you know you really want to be a survivor of this slaughter so that you can live under constant occupation with these people slapping you around all the time? I mean, I don't know what keeps people in Gaza from committing suicide by mass. I mean, this is God awful. And here's some good news. In London, it says here that 300,000 people were marching in London, but the organizer said, no, it was more closer to 800,000. Well, I think I go with the organizers, because when you see the video from the air of how many people are there, it looked bigger than that million-man march that Bozo through the got together under the Fox News thing. You know, I can't remember that guy's name, Glenn Beck. It was bigger than Glenn Beck's march. This thing is huge. I wouldn't doubt that it's well over a million people. And they're marching for Palestine, for the deliverance of those people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. And I'd like to see the Christian church pour out like that. I'd like to see the Christians like that. Now, that doesn't mean we want to harm these liars. We don't want to harm anybody. We just don't like slaughter. I mean, I'm not advocating that we give the Palestinians 500 tanks. I mean, just to make it more fun, why not have 500 tanks for Hamas? Or quit calling them Hamas. I don't know anything about Hamas. I'm not even sure there is a Hamas. Palestinians, the people of Gaza. Give the people of Gaza 500 tanks and 1,500 armored personnel carriers with gun turrets, and let's kind of make this thing interesting. Why don't you give them some jets, too? Why don't you give them a navy? We get to see how fun this could really be, huh? Well, anybody, stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
To Search for Lawful Government here with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, here's another story that blows my mind. Talk about really a kiss-up kind of guy. We got a grand old party lawmaker contends there are very few innocent Palestinian citizens. Well, you know, that's the title of this article I'm looking at that's put out by The Hill. And I've got some people calling me here, but his name is Brian Mast. He's a Republican of Florida, and he was so proud he wore his Israeli military uniform on Capitol Hill last month. Yay! And said, quote, "There are very few innocent Palestinian citizens," unquote, during a speech on the House floor Wednesday. Well, you know, I knew this was coming all along. I mean, what's the idea behind this? The idea is to slaughter and remove Palestinian people from this capital of the Antichrist on earth. Because they don't want anybody in that country except liars. Those that call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews, the one that the answer to all of their promises given to Abraham. The eternal kingdom and king, which has already arrived 2,000 years ago. Now, so here's what this guy, Brian Mast, is saying. He backs up everything that I thought from the beginning. The idea, then, is that there is no one innocent in Gaza. That gives the right to the Israeli army military to kill every living person in Gaza. Women, children, babies, old people, young people, if they're Palestinian, they're dead meat. That's it. I mean, can you believe that they have the gall, the audacity to do that, to make that kind of statement? There's very few innocent Palestinians. Well, and here's the next thing. If there's very few of them, let's say 1 in 100, how are you going to identify that innocent one? In fact, how are you going to identify anybody in Gaza as even one of these so-called Hamas fellows? I mean, do they walk around with a T-shirt on that says H or Hamas on there? Come on, people. This is just a outright slaughter of the Palestinian people in Gaza. It's the slaughter of Gaza. And the Christian church, in its gross ignorance and falling away from the Christ, from the King, you see, the Christians have made the same mistake the Jews did 2,000 years ago. The modern Christian church rejects the idea that the kingdom of God or heaven has been established on the earth. They don't believe that Jesus set up the kingdom of God on earth. No, they believe that comes with the second coming. No, I got bad news for this church. I got bad news for modern Christianity. Jesus does not bring the kingdom on the second coming. He brought the kingdom on his first coming. The second coming, he brings judgment. And it falls from heaven like a fire, taking vengeance upon all those that know not God. Now, you better be in the kingdom, and I'm not sure that he's not right around the corner now with all this going on. A fallen away church, an abomination of desolation standing in the holy place. The Antichrist, the church's love of the Antichrist standing in the body of Christ on earth. What could be more desolate? What could be more abominable than that? No, I mean, Jesus is coming, man, and soon, with this kind of action by both the liars and the deniers. Wow, that goes together good, doesn't it? The liars and the deniers. They both deny the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is what Jesus brought. The good news, the gospel of the kingdom was here. Just because he said he was from another world and brought it doesn't mean, hey, I went way past my time. We have a break. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Get you going. I like it. All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And we have a caller already, Layla from Canada. How you doing?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted, before I talk about your wisdom in recognizing that the nature of Hamas needs to be questioned, let me talk first about a website or an online source that people seem to think is the antithesis, the answer to the censored YouTube. BitChute is operated by, I think it's AI, something called Zendesk. And who owns Zendesk? Zendesk was acquired in exactly 1 year ago, November 2022, by a group of investors, Hellman and Friedman, and Permira or Permira. And who is Permira? It's a British investment group that specializes, British global investment firm, specializing in buyout, growth equity, and credit funds, and Schroders. Another one to look at is Pomoja Capital. They operate a lot of online educational courses, where they actually access your computer and everything on it. So AI okay. has already been totally, they're all part of the Zionist control of the online environment. There is no safe place. BitChute is a fraud. It's a place where people reveal themselves and reveal who they are and what their thoughts are. And that's
well, sure.
since November 22nd, 2022. Be
yes.
very careful of anything you post online. As
well,
for your comment,
I'm already shot myself years ago, if that's what it's coming to, and it might be. And that's surely what they're trying to say is that, you know, we're an enemy. And, you know, they've drawn America into that. Of course, America is an overthrown country, just like the UK. These are overthrown countries. They've been overthrown by the bankarchy, the global bankarchy, which is run by these, like you say, the liars. And so it's we have to support Israel or we don't get any more credit. They cut our credit off. We don't have any money. I mean, it's just that.
Yep.
You know, what are they talking about at the same time they're talking about all this in Congress, at Washington? They're talking about supporting Israel. What are they talking about at the same time? Having enough money to even keep the government going. Well, how did they get that money? They borrow it from the liars that we're having to support in the destruction and genocide of Gaza. So we pay for that. We pay for those loans heavy. We give up our morality. We give up our sense of dignity. We give up our humanity in order to get money to run this broken down, overthrown government. It's sickening. It's a sad, sad thing. And the church, which is the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ on earth, is going along with this stuff. I mean, I can't
They've been infiltrated. They've been polluted and perverted.
Yeah.
And your comment about Hamas, maybe someone else heard it, but I have not heard it. Has Hamas given its version of events on October 7th? Why have they not given their version of what they say they believe or they contend actually happened? Hamas, that operation was Israeli entirely Israeli controlled.
Well,
as
you know who asked
Arab-
that? You know, Layla, I have seen something on television where a Jewish woman, in living in Israel, said, "I have some serious questions." The question is the wall around Gaza, which goes the entire length of it on the land, is a high-tech border. I mean, this thing is wired. It has sensors. It has everything. And that wall is monitored 24/7, 365 at all times, every inch of it. And there are soldiers along the entire length of it for the same amount of time. 24/7, 365, and she's saying, then how did this get in? How did these people breach that high-tech barrier and troops to get in to shoot all these people at this dance they were having or something? I have the same question. That sounds
an
inside job.
It would have taken hours before going over the fence to organize their group. They're flying paragliders and they're whatever.
Oh, isn't that
clearly
a joke?
It was Hamas. Hamas is operated by Israel. The other thing
Absolutely.
That disturbs me very seriously is the Arab countries have always been operating the sheikhs, the oil-rich, what I call, totally, they've become satanized because they have been so greedy with their oil. I mean, look how grotesque their ornamentation is with gilded buildings and all the cars they have.
Right.
They've totally been bought out by greed. They have been cooperating covertly, secretly with Israel for decades since the very beginning of its inception because
right.
they want their oil money while they deprive and abuse their people. Do you think they want the Palestinians to be victorious? They're happy to stand by and let Israel be blamed while the Palestinians who resist Israel are going to be wiped out. They couldn't stop Israel by saying, we're going to cut off oil if you don't immediately cease and desist your slaughter of the Palestinians.
I gotta go back to something you brought up, these paragliders. Yep. I mean, that when I first saw that, I mean, I almost had to laugh. This is not a dangerous attack on anything. You know what a sitting duck that would be? To get on a paraglider that barely moves around and you're up in the air with no protection, a soldier would kill you in 30 seconds with an AK-47, nothing fancy. I mean, you'd just be dead meat hitting the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the dumbest. Do they think we will buy anything they put on the boob tube? I mean, they must, because that's a joke.
Many people do buy it. And what really disturbs me, if there was a legitimate Hamas, by now they would have made an announcement about the operation they actually, whatever they did, that unfolded on October 7th. But they've been silent, and they've allowed Israel to make all kinds of claims that they have not denied.
So
they're clearly being controlled by Israel.
Well, absolutely. The Gaza has nothing. I mean, it doesn't have a news service. Do you think they don't have a global news outlet? They don't get on BBC, or they don't have the Gaza Life
TV news. You know what they do have?
Channel? Can you go on your TV and get Gaza Channel?
Absolutely. Al Jazeera is owned by Qatar. Qatar is one of the Arab sheikdoms. So Qatar has been made a lot of money with their Al Jazeera TV station. And if you can't get it in the U.S., download the browser, DuckDuckGo browser, and you can get Al Jazeera. At least I can in Canada. Otherwise, I would not be able to get it. But the Qataris, the Bahrainis, the United Arab Emirates, especially the corrupt Saudis that butchered Khashoggi because he was revealing their corruption, all of them. Now, Turkey, they're Islamic. Are they going to go against the Arabs? I don't think so. Even though they're not Arabs, they're going to be outnumbered. The Iranians also cannot dare. They may have, they're Persians. They're not Arabs. They are all Muslims, yes, but they are not Arabs, neither Turkey nor Iran. However, the Arabs are so much in control of U.S. weaponry, and they have been in collusion with Israel for decades from the beginning. After all, the oil companies, who owns the oil companies, if not Zionists and Christian Zionists? So if they were allowed to extract oil and become so obsequiously rich or obscenely rich, I mean, look how garish they are with their gilded buildings and their multiple expensive cars. They're criminality. They're in collusion with Israel. Otherwise, they would have stopped it by now. They want the Palestinians wiped out. Because their own people are ready. If the Palestinians manage to survive this rebellion against these corrupt people, then their own people will do the same. That's why they've acquired all these weapons, to keep their people under control. So if the Palestinians show them that, yes, that you can rebel against these corrupt, evil Satanists that are colluding with Israel, then all of the people within Saudi Arabia, within Bahrain, the UAE, and Qatar, and all those other countries where there are poor, exploited people, not only do they have Arabs that they exploit, they actually keep them unemployed. They bring in people from third world countries like the Philippines or India or Sri Lanka. They bring them in to be workers for them. It's an obscenity. They exploit all of the people. They keep them under control. So do they actually want the Palestinians to be victorious? No. They need the what they're doing is there's an old parable amongst my culture that my grandmother told me about. When a man married a shrew because she was rich and he was broke. Actually, a lot of the West Mediterranean has the same parable. The man, in order to keep her under control, and I think Shakespeare got it from this particular parable, what he did was, as soon as the cock crowed, the man who married the rich shrew yelled out loud to the cock, "One more sound and I will shoot you." The cock crowed again, so he shot it. Then another animal made a noise, and he said, "One more sound out of you and I'll shoot you." Of course, it made a sound, so he went out and shot it. And then finally, the third animal, all the animals were quiet, and his wife became very subservient to him. You set an example, and that's what they're doing now. The Palestinians in Gaza and the Palestinians on the West Bank are an example to anybody around the world, whatever your skin color is. If you rebel on your overlords, Israel's weaponry will come down on you and butcher you and all of your people. And the Americans...
Layla, that's actually where I was going, and you just went there, because that's what this really means. And that's, and the, see, that's what the same thing they've been trying to establish in the United States through them,
yes,
is that if you're anti-slaughter of Gaza, then you're anti-Jewish, and that you, yep, and you're a terrorist, and you need to be shut up. You need, and you can't have a college. You can't run a college, you can't have a business, you can't do anything unless you bow down to Israel, and you adopt and you love and you like every wicked, evil deed they do.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing that I think is what we're coming to. The only way the Gazans are ever going to be delivered, there's nobody on earth, apparently, that's going to deliver the Gazans. The Gazans are almost going to have a direct hand from God to get out,
yes,
from under this complete genocide that they're doing right now, which is it's hard to watch it. I mean, it's just craziness, and they're actually having fun doing it. They're pulling
exactly
out their new weapons and trying.
Yes.
What a sick thing to do. Pull out new weapons against people that don't even have a rifle. I mean, it's just sickening. I can't believe that this is inhumane. This is anti-God, anti-Christian. It's everything. And the church in America, they ain't saying a word. They're loving it. Just hallelujah, praise Israel, and we stand behind you, Israel, and you're just so wonderful, Israel. In rejection of Christ Jesus. You know, I was going to bring up, so many,
yeah,
of my friends,
yeah,
say that the Muslims are the agents of Satan. But you know, if you look in the New Testament, Jesus never said the Samaritans are Muslim. Well, the Muslims weren't around then, but there was no other group that he called satanic other than the lying Jews, the seeds of Abraham that rejected him. Those were the ones that he called satanic, that were of the synagogue of Satan. And that's what we're looking at. And it is the capital of the synagogue of Satan. That's what Israel is. And the church has adopted.
I agree with you. And I think they're slaughtering the Palestinians as an example. But let me just go back to BitChute. Everybody who you, any of you who has a channel on BitChute, be aware that it is under the control of Zionist artificial intelligence. You do not have free speech there. For 1 year, you have been duped, and probably for years even before that, even before it was taken over by Permira and Hellman and Friedman in November 22nd, 2022, that's when BitChute was taken over. So anybody who posts your content there, do not think that you are exercising free speech. You're only feeding information to them on what you think, and anybody who follows you is also giving their name and making themselves open to destruction.
Yeah,
so
Layla,
I
have another piece of information related to that.
Yes.
You know, they're trying to start. They're getting money together to start a campaign, because the Israel thinks they're losing the narrative that the slaughter, yes, of the Gazans is not sitting well with a lot of people. Yeah, when you see a million man march in London, that ought to tell you something. And I thank God for that. And then, so they're going to put together this campaign as if the campaign wasn't as large enough as it is. They had all the mass media cartel, and they had all that on there, and they're still not I think that's one thing that looks good for the people. The other thing that looks good is it does say that Israel still is concerned about what the world at large thinks about them, and they ought to pay attention to that. They should, because that would be bad if the whole world says you ain't doing that anymore.
The Spirit of God will triumph. That's what
All
I
right.
believe.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, Layla, and we'll be right back after this.
It's going to jump and shout. When the train rolls in, and I come jumping out.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to for the last segment here, just for a few moments to wrap this up here at republicbroadcasting.org. I want to make an announcement, first of all, that 8 o'clock tonight I'm going to do a show on just live stream. It'll just be like me and live stream, but you can look it up. It'll have audio and video. It will be on the topic of Romans 11. because I was given I was told that I needed to get right with the support of Israel and start supporting Israel because of Romans 11, what St. Paul said about it. So I did a study on Romans 11. You're going to like it. There ain't nothing in there that says I got to be supporting the lost house of Israel in the slaughter of Gaza. So, but anyway, it is interesting what I discovered there. I have seen that before, of course, and I'm sure most of you have. But I get into kind of more depth and look at pretty much every verse of it. So anyway, I think you'll find it interesting. I did. And anyway, Layla, I'm going to give you about a minute to say anything before you go.
Well, the one thing I want to do is thank you for your defense of true spirituality, for your defense of the children of God. I'm so grateful to you because you have never swayed, and your courage, I really admire you, and I thank you.
Well, thank you, Layla. And thank you for calling in with this good information. You know a lot more about the area than I do, and I appreciate hearing that information. And thanks for calling, and please call again. All right.
Thank you, I will. Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Well, that's kind of it for today. I just let's really do. Let's pray for that God intervene directly in the deliverance of Gaza, and that God bring the liars, those that say they are Jews and are not, that reject the King of the Jews, reject the kingdom of God, reject the one that brought the kingdom of God, the King. And let's pray for the repentance of the Christian church, who have done the same thing. They've rejected the kingdom of God, which is unbelievable. It's just, you'd think they had never seen the New Testament before. Anyway, let's do pray for all of them to get into the kingdom of heaven. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you